What if the fighting over public lands in San Juan County stopped and people started talking about solutions to conserve the land? That was a proposition floated at a congressional hearing yesterday. KUER's Judy Fays has more.
A think tank lobbyist who supports legislation by Utah Congressman John Curtis, a community group officer who's also a member of the Ute Mountain Ute tribe who opposed Bears Ears, a Ute tribal leader who urged former President Barack Obama to create the Bears Ears National Monument 11 months ago. They reflected a big clash of opinions as they testified Tuesday before the U.S. House Federal Lands Subcommittee. But Utah Governor Gary Herbert had the final word.
These are lands owned not by Utahns only, not by the Navajos only or other Native tribes. These are owned by all Americans.
President Donald Trump scrapped the national monument his predecessor created and established two of his own in drastically smaller areas. Herbert told the congressional panel it's their job now to properly protect these shrunken monuments, renamed Shasta and Indian Creek.
So the challenge for this body and the rest of your colleagues is to find a legislative solution, getting input from all the stakeholders, and then come up with legislation to resolve the issue.
The next step is for the bill's supporters to get it through Congress. But five lawsuits have already been filed to block Trump's move, and a whole lot of distrust has settled in. Judy Fays, KUER News.